So, Christmas party in Coventry. What number is this Christmas? How many have you done so far?
This is 2, 4, 8. This is number 11.
Number 11 Christmas party already?
Yeah, this is number 11 this month.
What date are we on? The 9th?
10th? It's 10th today, yeah.
Gee. So how many people is that?
They've ranged between 80 and 200 a night.
Wow.
So if you were averaging at 140, then it's 1,500.
That's quite a lot of people, isn't it?
And it's not a bad number, is it?
Well, they seem to me, I had a great time. I saw other people having a great time.
Yeah. Tonight's been a good night. Tonight and last night are the first ones this month that have really felt like Christmas parties.
Is that because it's a little bit closer to Christmas?
Yeah.
I mean, who wants a Christmas party on the 1st of December?
Yeah, well, they start from the middle of November. But this year and last year have been a bit flat. The mood has just felt a bit flat.
So do you think people are thinking, don't know what next year holds, could be a bit tough, I'm just going to let my hair down and have a good time?
I mean, you can judge the mood of the nation, I think, by talking to DJs and finding out how the parties are going.
Right.
And you speak to any DJ about last year and they'll tell you last year was pretty flat. And last year wasn't as much fun as the previous years have been. This year's started a bit flat. Hopefully tonight and last night are an indication of where we're going, and it's getting better.
So that was a good crowd for you?
That was a good crowd. It was quiet towards the end. Yeah. The last half hour died off. I think a lot of people were taking up the opportunity to nip over to the casino for a free drink.
There was a few smash people as well, quite early.
Because it's a hotel, and it's hotel bar prices, a lot of people pre-game.
So they have a drink before they get here?
Yeah, the ladies will be having the Lambrini at home before they get here. And you'll find there's quite a lot, particularly the women, you'll find there's a lot very drunk at the start of the night. And then they just need to top up during the night.
Right. Yeah, because I didn't see any swigging bottles from their handbag.
Oh, they do. They do. As the staff are clearing away at the end of the night, there's vodka bottles and underneath the table.
What's your funniest moment as a Christmas party DJ in the Midlands?
I couldn't tell you funniest.
The most jaw-dropping, oh my God, did that just happen?
The funniest at the moment is not Christmas discos, it's wedding discos, and it's the 5-year-olds. It's the 5 and the 9-year-old boys who've been watching Britain's Got Talent.
Oh my God.
And they all think they can body pop.
Yeah.
That's funny at the moment.
But that must be a nice atmosphere with all the parents watching the... Because everyone loves their kids,
right? No, because the
parents
aren't watching.
Are they getting pissed?
Yeah, the parents don't care.
So your audience of weddings are the young kids?
Well, yeah, you start the night off and you've got
what goes down with the 5 to 9-year-olds?
Oh, it's low. Flow Rider and low and things like that.
Oh, okay. So what was the tune that hit the most tonight? Bruce Springsteen brought a different crowd.
Yeah, you get the ebbs.
Somebody else's guy
is a big tune. It's a big tune at the moment for some reason. Probably just because I've personally rediscovered it, and I'm working it into every night when I possibly can. And the 90s are going down well at the moment. So Faithless, Insomnia, Entrance, Set You Free.
And you played that sort of drummy, bassy, modern tune.
Tiny Temper.
That went down well.
Yeah.
Because it was all different companies in one room.
Yes. Yeah, so you got
so that's even tougher, because they probably go off in groups and then
you've got lots of different groups and they're into different music, so you have to alternate between the two, and whenever you're not playing one type of music, there's somebody complaining or somebody's not happy.
Because the first request was a fella in his 50s for Brown Sugar, followed by a woman in her 50s who wanted Cool in the Gang, Celebrate.
Yes, yeah. Right. So you've got their demanding the old stuff, and then, of course, whilst I was playing that, you've got the young group who were off to the left who were coming up and asking when I was going to be playing up-to-date tunes.
Yeah.
So you,
yeah.
you, you,
I think you did brilliant. I mean, that floor was only emptied once.
Yeah.
And it did drip, but it came back. And in 4 hours, was that? That's not bad going.
Yeah, it's 3 and a bit hours I was playing. It started just before 10. Somewhere between 3 and 3.5 hours is ideal length for a disco.
Well, I saw a lot of people with smiles on their faces, very happy. I had one conversation outside, and I just missed it on the audio boom. They said, oh, we've had a great Christmas party. And I asked them again, but they didn't answer again, unfortunately. So, thanks very much for inviting me.
You're welcome.
I've had a great time. And maybe there's a tweet up for brunch in the morning, isn't there, in Birmingham or something?
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah?
Well, we'll have breakfast, brunch somewhere, eh?
It depends on my car. I need to get my car
somewhere. Yeah. But... Well, you don't need headlights in the day.